This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live?
Yeah, all right. Thanks for jumping in.
Now, it's the thing. Just in case any of our listeners weren't clear, the show that you are listening to is called Free Talk Live.
If you were unclear on that, hopefully you're not driving.
Right. What is Free Talk Live? You might be asking, and ask you might. It is a live call-in radio talk program where you can call in and talk about anything, whatever's on your mind. We talk about things generally from the perspective of freedom and peace and prosperity, but as far as I know, we might be the only national radio program that allows you to call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. So if you want to do that, you need to dial this phone number, 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain,
Peakless Mountaineer,
and Melanie.
And we've been talking about this article from the National Pulse in which the FBI broke into somebody's house in Homer, Alaska, Marilyn and Paul Huper specifically. Marilyn goes on to say, they tried to get me to admit that I had been in the Capitol building on January 6th, referring to the FBI, which I hadn't. And then they threatened to arrest me for obstruction of justice if I didn't give them the answers they wanted, she added. Marilyn Huper attributed the raid to a case of mistaken identity, pointing out several distinctions between her physical appearance and the lady believed to have stolen Nancy Pelosi's laptop. She said, apparently I have a doppelganger who was part of the Capitol breach, but that was ID'd as me. What the heck? They could have done a face recognition with my state driver's license and noticed that I have attached earlobes and she doesn't. She has heavily arched eyebrows and I don't. Not to mention, she was wearing an ugly black sweater with white snowflakes on it. You'd have to pay me lots of money to get me to wear a sweater, let alone an ugly one, and shiny black knee-high boots.
And the thing is, you know, aside from the fact that the FBI could have asked the NSA, because they apparently have no problem doing that, they could have, since you're saying someone went from Alaska to D.C., they could have checked to see if this woman got on a plane.
Yep.
She technically could have drove. Does she even have a passport? Because they know that. What does her phone location data say? Was she on this side of the continent or the other side of the continent where you're saying she was?
Well, so she was actually at the Capitol, but she didn't go in. She was amongst the crowd outside of the Capitol. However, the post was accompanied by, and it says the following graphic, which I can't show you on the radio, but there's a graphic here, which draws several distinctions in physical appearance between Marilyn and the FBI's person of interest. And we'll share this article with you on our social media so you can see this photo. But you can see that, you know, I can tell the difference between these two ladies just from, and in one photo, the Marilyn has a face mask on. I can still tell the difference between her and the lady of interest who's wearing the ugly sweater, as it were.
Well, you just can't expect every, you know, bureaucracy of the federal government to investigate things. I mean, I'm sure they have a particular agency that handles that.
Yeah. Huper shared the same account of the raid with outlets, including Anchorage Daily News, and during a radio interview with KSRM-AM, I assume that's an Alaska radio station, the couple, which has donated to several Republican candidates, including Donald Trump, Ted Cruz, and Kelly Loeffler, has never denied attending the January 6th rally in Washington, D.C. Paul Huper's Instagram page contains an image of his wife at the Capitol complex. But the pair never entered the building. Indeed, only attending for part of the day before leaving the city to return home. The closest they got was outside the Capitol hours before the original breach, where they say they stayed for around 30 minutes before leaving.
Yeah, so if they were there, that's a little bit different, but...
That is less egregious, definitely.
That doesn't...
Yeah, but it doesn't warrant the FBI to raid your house.
Well, apparently they did it without warrant.
Yeah.
It still doesn't prove that this laptop exists, or not that it doesn't prove that it exists, but it also doesn't prove that it's still missing. And it could just be that the FBI is lying bitches, but it could also be that Nancy Pelosi told the FBI that the computer was stolen and missing, and... So that's what they're going off of. The fact that they said, I'm looking for X, does not mean that X is currently missing.
Right.
Yeah, it makes me wonder if she's put that laptop in the same place as Hillary Clinton's emails.
Yeah, it's a convenient way to get rid of something if you know.
What's the difference between Pelosi's laptop and Hunter Biden's laptop?
I don't know. I have no reason to believe that Pelosi was raping kids.
Now, my first thought is
they're the same laptop.
Now, my first thought is like,
did Pelosi borrow Hunter's laptop?
I doubt it.
Take it to the Capitol.
I mean, maybe these are Alaska people. Maybe they're off the grid kind of people. But can't they just go to Google and be like, hey, where was this phone at this time?
Yeah, but Google, it's not necessarily that sensitive to where it's going to say, oh, they were standing outside of the building and not 20 feet. But
in the article, she left before the breach even occurred. Or did I?
That is true.
Yeah, where did she go? Did she go down the street? Was she in Anchorage again? Like,
well, right, but
saying I was 20 feet away is a whole different defense than saying I was in Alaska.
The video footage that they have shows that they were there for Donald Trump's speech, which ended roughly 30 or 40 minutes before the breach occurred,
which coincides
with their story of like, yeah, we were there for like a half hour and then we left.
Yeah, weirdly enough, if you were there for all of Trump's speech, then you weren't even there when the breaking and entering occurred.
So, yeah, either way, this seems really dumb. And like you said, Melanie, it could have been handled in many different ways.
Well, I said that thinking that she was in Alaska.
Well, even so, like they could have done more, you know, desk work before they raided their place. Yeah, they could have done some investigation before they sent 12 FBI agents in on a raid. That's all I'm saying. At any rate, that's about the extent of this article. They're looking for somebody else. It wasn't this lady. She doesn't really look anything like her.
I
don't know what else to say about it.
There's a little bit of similarity in the facial structure, but like...
Sure, but, if you'd have done more than, oh my God, that's her! Right? If you'd have done more than just a cursory look at this.
Well, that makes me wonder, is the FBI solely relying on algorithms at this point, where, they don't even have a human being look at the pictures?
Yeah, I don't know. Do you know what you call an algorithm that's nothing but parody songs?
Hmm.
It's a weird algorithm.
Yankovicking my chain.
I am, actually, yes. Let's see. That's probably the last of the humor you're going to get from me tonight.
But
I say that now, and you'll probably get, weird dad jokes out of me for, the next hour or something. That's really the end of the article. Do you have any other thoughts?
I mean, not really. I at this point, I don't know what they did and didn't look up. I can't now say it was definitely incompetence the way I was saying when I thought she was in Alaska. It probably was, because these are not, good human beings, but...
I
can't definitively prove that at this point.
I don't see why your original commentary doesn't apply, regardless of whether or not she attended the rally.
Because you're going to have very different, location data than if you're across the street from where they're saying you were, or in front of the building that they're saying you were inside of.
Right. Okay, so they've got that, but what other evidence did they have
about
the laptop to, warrant a 12-person FBI raid in Homer, Alaska?
And I still think that this is pretty good evidence that there was a Nancy Pelosi laptop stolen. And I think that whatever was on the laptops stolen was why Time Magazine published, hey, here's how we totally rigged the election. Because that way they could get the jump on this before whatever was on those laptops came out some other way.
Do you have any evidence of this? It's a theory.
Maybe.
It's a theory, yes. Okay.
Wait, don't be saying maybe you have that kind of evidence on the radio. Like,
no,
it's
no.
A fear.
Yeah, we don't need any more of that. We like to keep the hosts that we have. Thank
just
you.
A thought. Just a thought of what would you find on Nancy Pelosi's laptop?
603-283-6.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yes, come on and tune in to Free Talk Live. Yeah, if you want to talk on the radio about anything that's on your mind nationwide and on the internet and on a couple of satellite stations, why, you need to call 603-283-6160 between the hours of 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. 7 days a week. That's how you get on the air here at Free Talk Live. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Captain,
Pecos Mountaineer,
and Melanie.
On March 16th, 2021, terrorist agencies calling themselves government conspired together and raided the Free Talk Live studio, the Bitcoin Embassy, and the homes of Aria DeMezzo, Renee and Andy Spinella, and Colleen Fordham. These six people are called the Crypto Six. They were then arrested and taken into custody. Ian Freeman and the person named Nobody both remain in custody to this day. What can you do to help? Check out thecrypto6.com. There's a bunch of information there, and there's also multiple ways in which you can donate to their legal defense fund, because the charges they're facing are not a joke. It's going to take some serious legal experts and teams behind them to protect the Crypto Six from further aggression from the state. This case will most likely set precedent that will affect the world of cryptocurrency for decades to come. Help them in their fight for liberty and financial freedom by contributing to their legal defense fund at thecrypto6.com. Again, it's thecrypto6.com. Your donations are appreciated. There's also a bunch of information up there, too. Videos and updates and et cetera and so on, that kind of thing. So we're going to switch gears a little bit. Melanie, you brought this in from Bitcoin.com. The Fed plans to unveil digital dollar prototypes in July.
Yeah, and this is, I mean, even openly has been coming for a minute. This article is from March, and we just never got to it.
A whole month ago.
I brought it in, or I missed some days also when I was sick. But.
And I think it is worth pointing out that, yeah, they have been very open about what would otherwise be a conspiracy. I mean, the World Economic Forum has its own podcast. They will definitely talk your ear off about the CBDC.
Yeah, and normal people are not reading the Federal Reserve blog like I am. So if you're just living your life and trying to go to work and pay for your bills, you probably won't notice it. But if you're listening to this driving on the way home, you have crazy people like me who read the Federal Reserve blog who will, you know, I don't want to say tell you what you need to know because that makes it sound like I'm trying to control you, but, you know, bring you things that I find of interest.
Well, so, I mean, one thing that I find with a lot of crazy stuff that they do is at first it's like, no, of course they're not doing that. And then it's, well, of course they're doing that. And
we've always been at war with Eurasia.
Right, right.
And just so all of our listeners understand the general perspective here of the Federal Reserve, well, it's not federal and they don't have anything in reserve.
Well, I disagree that I would call the Federal Reserve the real government.
Okay, but they're not really federal, and they don't have anything in reserves.
They don't have any reserves, but...
Whether they're federal or not might be different since the CARES Act, actually.
They're as federal as Federal Express.
Well, they were before the CARES
Act. Federal Express is heavily subsidized, so I mean that's...
Oh, well. At any rate,
go on.
Almost like there's this fascist entanglement of corporations and government.
Weird!
So, digital dollar prototypes coming soon. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said last week, so that would have been mid-March, as part of an event held by the Bank for International Settlements, BIS, on central bank digital innovation, that the U.S. Central Bank is actively exploring the launch of a digital dollar. Now, not thinking about it, but actively exploring the launch part. That to me makes it sound like it's past the planning, are past the consideration phase.
Yeah, they're not considering the engineering of it. They're not considering the structure of it. They're considering the launch of it.
The thing that strikes me here is my question is, well, there's already a bunch of stable coins that are pegged to the dollar. Why don't they just adopt one of those?
Well, why would they do that? That doesn't give them any power.
Exactly.
They still control the dollar.
So. So here's the thing. With the stable coins, if they decide that X, Y, or Z transaction does not follow the laws of the United States, or if it's an international transaction,
Let's just be clear here. This article says that this is a digital dollar, and we're conflating it now with cryptocurrency.
I'm contrasting here.
Okay.
So with cryptocurrency, with cryptocurrency, if the United States federal government decides, okay, this transaction doesn't follow the rules, mm-hmm. they can't stop your tethered dollar coin. But if they see that with their central bank digital currency, they absolutely can stop that or reverse it.
Right, but there's nothing to say that a central bank digital currency can even interface with cryptocurrency.
Okay, so most Federal Reserve notes are digital at this point anyway.
Right, I was going to mention that as well.
And I'm not even saying that's a problem per se, but what they really want is to get rid of cash. Because if you don't have cash, you can't have a run on the banks.
Right.
And if you can't have a run on the banks, then you can institute negative interest rates, which he has talked about mm-hmm. before.
And you can
print however much you want because there's nothing anybody can do about it other than move to a different currency. And then at that point, you probably have kind of a military occupation domestically or something like that. So.
Oh, like we kind of do now.
And they are absolutely headed in the direction of negative interest rates because basically their method for finding out whether or not we're in trouble is to be like, okay, well, have interest rates gone along the same trajectory with the money printing? And they're like, oh, yep, interest rates are fine. They haven't jacked up. But they have the spigot when it comes to interest rates because they determine the base interest rate that everything is based on. So.
I like that word, spigot. It's
a good
word.
Yeah. It's a little faucet that they've got the knob on, and they can change the interest rates for everything based on this one fundamental interest rate.
And Greece did this a few years ago, so mm-hmm. this is not just something I'm making up. Jerome Powell admitted that he was thinking about it, and Greece did it, instituted negative interest rates, mm-hmm. so...
Now, was that around the same time that they started doing the bail-in, where they just straight-up stole money from everyone's bank accounts?
Yeah, that's what a negative interest rate is.
Ah. Bail-in is a far more accurate term.
Oh, so that was the method that they used to take people's...
Because with a positive interest rate, they deposit, 1%, which is it's more like, at this point, 1/100% of money into your account. If it's a negative interest rate, then the opposite happens.
Right.
Gotcha. Yeah, I was under the impression that they just that they like handpicked. Okay, this one, and this one. We're going to take this amount, but no, they're across the board stealing little bits from them.
Well, and they're going to continue to do so. I don't know. I don't know how to feel about the fact that they're exploring it much less close to like launching some digital version of the dollar. It all seems like it's very ugly from my perspective. My gut tells me that it's just wrong on many levels.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. The White House says it will begin talks with the World Trade Organization to find more ways to distribute COVID vaccinations globally. White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain said Sunday that U.S. Trade Representative Katherine Tai will begin talks with waiving patent rules to allow more countries to produce generic versions of the shot, a major component of discussions. Last week, the U.S. began sending more raw materials for the production of vaccines to India and authorized the release of 60 million doses of AstraZeneca's vaccine from a stockpile. And at least three people are dead after a boat capsized Sunday off the coast of San Diego. Officials say the vessel hit a reef offshore and broke apart in bad weather. Rescuers say up to 30 people were aboard the boat and nearly two dozen were hospitalized. The Border Patrol says the boat was a smuggling vessel and that they had arrested the suspected operator. You're listening to USA Radio News. India continues to deal with a large surge in COVID-19 cases, averaging more than 360,000 new infections per day over the last 7 days. Scientists believe that a variant of the virus first identified in India may be partially to blame for the rise in cases, but add that others, like the UK variant, have also been seen in parts of the country. Dealing with a mutating virus is something health experts knew was coming, according to Dr. Scott Gottlieb. The former head of the FDA tells CBS's Face the Nation that the Indian variant of the virus is likely already in the U.S., but hasn't been able to take a hold because of vaccination efforts.
The reality is that these variants aren't just cropping up in one market and then migrating around the world. They're cropping up simultaneously in every market. You're getting what we call convergent evolution, where the same mutations that are arising in other parts of the world are also arising here spontaneously. There's probably a finite number of ways that this virus is going to try to mutate to evade our immunity, and it's testing us everywhere in the world. So the same mutations that are arising in other parts of the world are arising here as well. They just haven't gotten a foothold here, in part because we've been vaccinated.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio program where you can call, talk about anything that's on your mind. The telephone number in studio is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. An automated voice is standing by now, waiting to put you on hold until we can screen you. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Captain,
Bakeless Mountaineer,
and Melanie.
We've been talking about this article from Bitcoin.com, where it appears that, is it the Federal Reserve? Are they acting in conjunction with the U.S. government? I assume they are, even though there's nothing federal about them.
Well, they, quote, own is not the right term, but because it implies actual rights, but, quote, own the U.S. government.
Sure. So at any rate, the Federal Reserve has been actively working on a central bank digital currency, and we can get more into that, and we also have a call on hold that we'll get to. But first, I need to tell you that Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation website. Do you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty? Well, freedomsphoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and, of course, the rise of the police state. Which, when I talk about the police state now, I'm changing my phrasing. I don't talk about the police. I talk about the militarized police state. I add that because I think it's an important word. Anyway, you can find out more at freedoms, with an S, phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. Let's go to the phones right away. Let's go to Robert from South Carolina. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to say that I think the most important thing that we should be discussing, the most important matter of our time, actually, is a little thing called telomere extension. It's the way in which we could go back to our prime, each and every one of us. And it's the one thing I think that we're really being distracted with. But, I mean, we're being distracted by other things, really, and the government really doesn't want us to think about this too much because it's going to be a major problem for them. If people stop dying and go back to their primes, what's going to happen with new people who are being born? Well, what would happen is we'd have overpopulation occurring in a relatively short order unless we figure out a way out of it if we have the telomere extension process.
Well, so hang on, just for our listeners who have no idea what Robert's talking about, the telomere extension is this. Researchers at Stanford University have developed a new procedure to lengthen telomeres in chromosomes. That's at the cellular level. In so doing, they've effectively increased the number of times cells can divide, thus turning back the clock on the cell's aging process. So the theory is that if you can turn back the clock on aging one cell, you can do it for many cells, and that's why Robert is talking about turning back the clock on aging.
And this has not been perfected in humans yet, correct?
Right. To my knowledge.
Now,
they did it with mice about 20 years ago. My mom and my sister were involved in research, and also a researcher from Germany, and others as well.
But that
and it was at
doesn't
the
mean they know how to do it in humans.
D.C. And my mom said, they're sweeping under the carpet. One here? So I said, sure. So we rode over there from her house just near the institution itself, and the person who was in charge of it came out, and she asked me, do you do any reporting? He said, yeah, I did some reporting for Germany today. Oh, she said, great, because, you know, there was an error in the press, and that was supposed to be the error in the press. So they that's how strongly they slept it under the carpet, because they realized...
Okay, hang on for a second, Robert. Hang on.
Robert.
Sure.
So the fact that they've managed to do this in mice is actually less indicative than you might think. So one of the things that happened with all of our lab rats is they ended up evolving to all of the testing that we were doing on them so that they had these ridiculously long telomeres, so here's the thing about telomeres. So what your body tries to do is strike a balance between toxicity and cancer. And the longer your telomeres, the greater your toxicity you can deal with, and by dint of that, the more times your cells can replicate. However, the problem with it is that by having this longer telomere, you are massively increasing your probability of acquiring cancers. And that's what they've found in all of these lab rats, because they would do, you know, makeup testing and all that sort of thing, you know, just all sorts of chemical testing on these lab rats, if you want to look into it, a guy named Brett Weinstein actually published the first papers on this, but the lab rats ended up evolving longer and longer and longer telomeres in response to all of the lab testing, which is why for the longest time it's, this gives you cancer, that gives you cancer, this gives you cancer, because on these lab rats it did because of their exceptionally long telomeres.
And just to set the record straight, there are human studies of telomere shortening, at least. That's just through a quick search. Go ahead, Robert.
Well, the way it was explained to me, and I have another friend who knows about it as well down here in Charleston, and the way it was explained to me is that the ends of the telomeres can actually be re-raveled. What happens over time is they kind of unravel and dissipate, but that process, like I say, is reversible. And what they were working on, what they were going to try to work on, was to make it sure that cancer, they got this idea from cancer cells, because cancer cells know no aging, so they wanted to, they brought it over from cancer cells, and they wanted to preclude that cancer could be carried over, and that's what they wanted to work on, and that's when the government stopped testing at the research at the NIH. But my mom and my sister, my mom was totally convinced it was possible. In fact, she said to me that I would just miss it, and my sister, who's 10 years younger than I am, would just catch it. So she even had an idea of when it would be. My mom, by the way, has a PhD in administration from New York University, and she's also a member of the Future Society, so she probably has a pretty good idea.
Is she a biologist?
My mom is not a biologist. My mom, my sister's a dermatologist here in Mount Pleasant, and my mom had a master's degree in homeopathic medicine, was involved with my sister.
Hmm. Yeah, this is an interesting, you know, area that I would like to look into more, and thanks for the call today, Robert, because it can affect a whole bunch of different things, but it looks like, at least from my cursory search, that at best it's in a human testing phase.
Yeah, it sounds like something we should look into. I'm not a biologist. It seems like we're looking into it. Like, just because we've discovered a thing and find that it can be useful does not mean that it is market ready.
Right. Okay.
And I wouldn't be surprised if it was a suppressed topic, because certainly they don't want the plebs living forever.
There, just this article that I'm reading from PRN Newswire talks about they use HBOT or hyperbaric oxygen therapy to help them in increasing the length of the telomeres. The long and the short of it, or at least the last bit of the paragraph at the end, says, with this pioneering study, we have opened a door for further research on the prolonged cellular impact of HBOT to reverse the aging process. So apparently what they're doing is having an effect. It seems to be having an impact on reversing the aging process, and they hope to prove and do more with more research. So that's kind of the long and the short. So we were talking, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, the Federal Reserve. Yeah, go ahead, Melanie.
So the U.S. Federal Reserve has been actively working on a central bank digital currency. At least two prototypes of a digital dollar are near completion, developed by officials at the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston and the Mass Institute of Technology, MIT.
MIT, huh?
They plan to unveil their research. Is that even research? As soon as July, said James, I can't pronounce that,
Kuhnha,
who leads the project for the Boston Fed, he told Bloomberg. Well, we're going to have to get back to that. So.
Okay. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number if you'd like to get your thoughts on anything we've talked about or anything that's on your mind here at Free Talk Live. We'll talk about the Federal Reserve's new digital currency, plus a lot more.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
I think that all electric guitars are actually cats.
It is Free Talk Live. We are the live call-in national radio talk program and also international because we're on the internet and some satellite channels where you can call in, talk about anything that's on your mind. The telephone number you need is a United States-based phone number. It is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160 if you'd like to call and join the conversation. In the studio tonight, I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Bakeless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
We've been talking about the Federal Reserve plans to unveil digital dollar prototypes in July. Melanie's been regaling us with this article from Bitcoin.com.
So the guy who's in charge of the project,
is it James Cunha? I think we found the pronunciation in the brief.
Yes. He told Bloomberg, the Boston Fed and MIT hope to unveil some of their work in the third quarter, including at least two prototype software platforms that can move, store, and settle transactions made with digital dollars. Once the prototypes are released, others will be able to see and build on the code, he explained. Now, this could just be typical government budget incompetence, but they've been, quote, working on this for a long time. We already have programs that can move numbers around.
Mm-hmm.
We already have the electronic banking system software. What is it that they're exactly doing? It's not that hard to just not encrypt something.
Well,
You just don't encrypt it.
I wonder, though, like, if they're trying to usurp the use case of Ripple, XRP, right? Ripple's claim to, you know, what it's going to do, what its feature is, its main feature, is that it's supposed to help banks settle with the internal banking system, right? It's supposed to create, make that more easy to do. And so that's sort of its whole sales pitch, if you will, that its coin is designed to. Now, this is a, as some people don't call it a cryptocurrency, it doesn't meet all the criteria, but it's essentially a cryptocurrency that is supposed to do that.
And it's an evil cryptocurrency.
I'm wondering if they're just going, hey, Ripple has a good idea. We do need to have an easier software settlement process interbank, right? We're talking about all the Federal Reserves and, in all of the different countries.
Well, we already have, like, ledger software. This just doesn't seem like a years and years okay. project to me.
So, two things. One, from what I understand, Ripple is not a cryptocurrency because it doesn't have a distributed network. It has trusted networks, yep. which means it's not cryptocurrency. It's just a new currency. And number two, so what, your original question of why would they need all of this time to work on this? Well, they need all this time to work on this because they're going to want absolute control of it, and they're going to want it to have every single transaction go through the Bank of International Settlement.
Regular software can already do that.
Regular software already, like...
I mean, regular software does not typically have access to central banks. But there's software that will move numbers and balance accounts. Like, this isn't some kind of new niche thing that they're doing. They're trying to make it sound like
well,
that.
Well, no. There is actually a new thing they're doing here. So, as it currently exists, at least to my understanding, you don't have everything stopping off at the Bank of International Settlements before it goes off somewhere else.
Okay,
with
but,
this, you will.
But there's banking software that goes to banks and settles transactions.
There is.
It doesn't seem structurally different to me to go to this bank instead of this bank.
Okay, so the Bank of International Settlements is not actually a bank. It is essentially a court system. It's essentially the world's first court. The first world court is the Bank of International Settlements. So what this is going through is fundamentally world government. So it goes through the world government, the world government approves each and every transaction to its satisfaction, and then those transactions are carried out. That's what is taking so long.
Okay, but they've been doing this for years, and so to me, either...
They have not been getting approval from the Bank of International Settlement for every single transaction.
They've been working on the software.
Could it be as easy as the reason government usually takes so long to do anything?
It could be.
That they just are trying to justify the budget that they've been given to develop this thing.
We think we can get a grant for this much, so we're going to milk it for all we can.
Right.
Regular government inefficiency. Or it could be, what are they actually doing?
Yeah.
Because this just sounds really simple. What are they actually putting in the software that they're not telling you that they're doing that is actually taking all of this time?
Well, they're probably training algorithms to function according to their Byzantine legal system as far as transaction requirements.
I feel like the way this article is written so far, anyway, as far as we've gotten, I feel like the article is talking as if this is going to be a consumer release, not an intra-bank release, as I mentioned
yes.
earlier. So I just want to correct myself there. I was thinking maybe they were trying to compete with, you know, interbank settlements, all of the different centralized banks around the world settling with each other. But no, this is...
Well, the customer part, I mean, it still has to go to...
Sure, but this is...
Bank
this is...
The
way this article is written implies that this is going to be an everyman digital dollar, not something that's limited to banks or central banks.
Yes.
That definitely...
That's the only way it's really useful to them, because that way you can do the negative interest rate thing.
What else does the article say?
There are major issues that the central bank, the Treasury, and Congress must address regarding the digital dollar, he explained. These include whether the Fed should host customer accounts itself, whether to allow anonymity. That's funny. And what protections customers would have in case of a cyber attack or erroneous transaction. Well, we have electronic transactions now. And we have rules and procedures for erroneous transactions and fraudulent transactions. So okay.
Ah, but those are being done by companies instead of by governments.
Right.
No, they're not. They're being done by banks, which are subsidiaries of the Federal Reserve, which is the government.
What's funny
apparently
is that
that's just not government enough for them.
What's funny to me is that all
it's as government as you get. It's a central bank.
All of these things are already addressed by cryptocurrency, right? All of these issues. Right. Whether the Fed should host customer accounts. No, they shouldn't. You should have your own account. You should hold your keys, right? Whether to allow anonymity. Well, okay, Bitcoin itself is pseudonymous, and so are many other cryptocurrencies, but there are privacy coins that you can use. There are mixers you can use to, you know, sort of dilute your transactions and create anonymity. So you've got that. What protections consumers would have in case of a cyber attack or erroneous transaction? Well, because the blockchain is the, I call it the 3D ledger because it's triple entry ledger. It already has solved the Byzantine generals problem, and so it already is a trusted network that is being attacked daily by not only governments but hackers as well, and still remains far more solid than any centralized currency.
Yeah, and that's really what they're trying to deal with here is the fact that they are still, as a trusted network system, they are still vulnerable to cyber attack. Whereas these distributed ledger systems, because they are distributed, because there are so many computers putting so much power into processing this, they're completely invulnerable to cyber attack.
I mean, they're not really vulnerable to cyber attacks in any meaningful way because, okay, yes, you can attack the system. You can't really just clean out somebody's account as a cyber attack or clean out a bank's account because they can, since none of it is real, they can just put it back and be like, okay, it's $500,000 again.
Right. And so, I mean, with our current system, you have like MasterCard, for example, that you can call up and be like, this was an error and this shouldn't have been sent to this person, and they can reverse that transaction. But I don't think that the Fed is willing to accept that level of control. They want specifically a central bank and its agencies and affiliates doing the checking and the decision making of whether transactions get reversed or not. Because I mean,
that seems like a really petty thing for them to want.
Well, I mean, like right now, if
it's more of an administrative,
like MasterCard could say, "I'm not going to reverse this transaction, even though you don't think that it followed your rules." They could. They don't, but they could. And that's just an insufficient level of control for government.
I don't think that they care about that on that level. Like, they don't care if, you know, your coffee got double charged or not.
Oh, MasterCard?
Or Federal Reserve.
Yeah.
Does not care.
Yeah, they don't. Can you imagine the lack of customer service that having an account with the Federal Reserve with some digital dollars would be like?
Oh,
it'd be horrifying. Be horrifying. You can't even get any kind of customer service now from, like, there. That's the IRS, by the way. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is on the way. Hour number 3 is up next.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.